Zoomer Radio, Glass Tiger, and a little Cracklin' Rosie with your cornflakes this morning. Not a bad idea.
Oh, Sam.
Neil Diamond on the morning Zoom. I'm just copying what you said, Jane. You said, I'm having a little Cracklin' Rosie with my cornflakes.
That's right. A little wine with my cornflakes. Why not?
This is the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Are you still wearing your mask? Are you planning to get a fourth COVID shot? Keeping your distance from other people? Rules relaxed, guard down, COVID cases up. Still, we're staying the course, say our leaders, and learning to live with COVID. Our guest is Dr. Lisa Salomon, emergency room physician with the Scarborough Health Network. Welcome to the morning Zoom, doctor.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Doctor, it just seems all very unclear around masking and around where we go with our vaccination strategy. What do you feel is the direction we should be headed in? Do you feel the mask mandate for indoor settings needs to be reimposed? And what about third and fourth shots?
So that's a great question. Absolutely, the mask mandate should be reimposed. It really was lifted too soon and probably just a little bit too soon. We should have waited until we got further into the spring, probably looked into May, June to see what was going on with our numbers. We were already feeling and seeing the numbers of cases starting to creep up as March break was approaching. So the timing of it didn't make any sense as people were going away. We know during March break when people go on vacation, people mingle more, people get their guards down. So we've been 2 years into this. We've seen the pattern so many times. Now, why would we think that, you know, human behavior would be any different this time? And so, of course, this is what we've seen. But in particular, if we're going to pick one place that we should put masks back on, it would be in schools. That was probably the one most important place to keep masks on, because kids really don't have a choice. They need to go to school. Parents don't have an option now to flip to Zoom, nor should they have to feel the need. And nobody knows what the circumstances are of the kid next to them or their families at home. So I really would at least encourage people, whatever, you know, the government may not be forcing you now, and that's fine. But really, I think we have a social and collective responsibility to our communities, to people around us, to really just wear a mask. It's a simple thing. And I think that would go a long way.
And I think about the month of April, too, if I can just interject, because you're talking about schools and people gathering, and definitely classrooms are one area where that happens. Ramadan, Easter, Passover, April is a busy holiday month. And what could happen to the numbers as we all start to gather more?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. My family celebrates Passover, and we've gone 2 years without getting together for a Seder of Passover. And I pleaded with parents in my kids' schools. I'm like, can you guys just think about Seder? Can we try to salvage, like, Passover this year? You know, I really want to get together with our immediate family. Like, normally for us, we get together with an extended family, and, you know, we're still not going to do that this year. We just want to get together with, like, our parents and siblings. And as time's coming up, I'm getting more and more nervous with the numbers going up and up and up. So once again, people will gather. And I think that this year we have to be very careful and thoughtful around those holidays, keeping them small once again if we get together. Rapid testing, and, you know, even though rapid tests aren't necessarily fantastic for Omicron, it's at least a good tool that we should be using, and have everybody rapid test prior to getting together for those holidays. But of course, again, patterns being patterned, why would it be any different? We saw what happened at Christmas this year. We saw what happened over the holidays in the last 2 years. And you're very right. It's likely going to go up because of those holidays as well.
Okay, the fourth shot aside, so the second booster, there's been some early talk about older adults getting that soon. We know that the uptake for the third shot booster has not been nearly what it was for the first and second shots. How important is it, if you've only been double vaxxed, how important is it to get that third shot in terms of how sick you could get if you get the Omicron subvariant?
It's extremely important. And that's what I was going to say. People are talking about a fourth dose. Let's don't worry about the fourth dose right now. Let's worry about getting the third dose into as many people as possible, particularly those who have risk factors, those who are, you know, older, really everybody, because even if you're young and healthy, you're still the spreader. And so we're still seeing having that third dose significantly protects you from being hospitalized and going to the ICU. We're still seeing a ton of people who are under-vaccinated with only one or two doses getting quite sick with Omicron and getting admitted to the hospital. And as we're going up in numbers once again, just like we did in the last wave, it's really important to get the remainder of people vaccinated with their third doses, second doses, first doses, like all comers. But we know that we had so many people, we have over 90% of people who stepped up, got vaccinated with two doses. So there are people who are willing to do it. And I suspect that the, you know, perhaps the confusing messages that were out there from government, you know, that, oh, well, you know, we're going to just live to, with COVID, you know, I don't think that's great messaging. And I think there's a lot of confusion out there in the public and people not recognizing the importance of getting their third shot. So, and also it's not as widely available. If you recall, for the first dose and second dose, there were pop-ups everywhere, right? Everybody was on 200% effort, and it hasn't been the same, quite the same this time. And I also think people need to be aware that there's treatments out there for people who are high risk as well, because a lot of people are so confused about who can get tested, who's eligible for testing. They think that no one's being able, you know, no one can get tested anymore. And people really need to know that if they're immunocompromised, if they are over 70, even if they're fully vaccinated and they have three risk factors, if they're, you know, over 40 and have a couple of risk factors, that they really should get tested to you know, contact their family doctor or COVID assessment center to see if they're eligible for treatment.
Dr. Lisa Salomon, emergency room physician, Scarborough Health Network, thank you. And we need to get you back because you are just full of information that our listeners absolutely need. And Jane and me too.
Yes. Yeah, agreed.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me today.